tortoise.
Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, Rishi Sunak has finally passed his Rwanda bill after the House of Lords dropped their opposition. But two-thirds of voters think the country is on the wrong track. So is the Rwanda bill just a distraction from the bigger issues facing Britain? And will it actually stop the boats? That's after a short break.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Rishi Sunak has staked his claim to be a competent leader on five pledges. Three of them relate to the economy. One of them is about the NHS. And the fifth is to stop the boats carrying asylum seekers across the Channel. He's made little progress on most of them, but the one that is most visible and the hardest to fudge is that last one. The policy to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda was first drawn up by Boris Johnson and his Home Secretary Priti Patel. It was then championed by her successor, Suella Braverman, who became Home Secretary under Liz Truss.
I would love to be having a front page of the Telegraph with a plane taking off to Rwanda. That's my dream.
It's when will that happen?
Now, that plan, that's been years in the making, has cleared its final parliamentary hurdle. The law passed this week is designed to get around the UK Supreme Court ruling that Rwanda is not safe for asylum seekers. It does so by declaring that Rwanda is safe, regardless of evidence. It also enables ministers to bypass the European Convention of Human Rights, which prohibits torture and inhuman treatment. But it faced stiff opposition in the unelected upper house, and some of its staunchest critics were non-political crossbenchers.
So I am very disappointed that by the end of tonight, this bill will pass. I think it's an awful bill. I think it's the worst bill I've seen in my 38 years in one or other House of Parliament.
The House of Lords can send a bill back to the House of Commons if it thinks it needs improving, but it does eventually bow to the will of the elected chamber. And so on Monday, as MPs and peers prepared for another round of this parliamentary ping-pong, Rishi Sunak called a hastily arranged press conference.
Enough is enough. No more prevarication, no more delay. Parliament would sit there tonight and vote no matter how late it goes. No ifs, no buts. These flights are going to Rwanda.
And that's exactly what they did, eventually voting it into law in the early hours of Tuesday morning.
The purpose of ping pong is to persuade the government, through force of argument, to come to the table and agree a compromise. They have refused pointedly to do so, and after four rounds of ping pong, their control of the Commons remains as solid as ever. The time has now come to acknowledge the primacy of the elected House and to withdraw from the fray.
So after months of wrangling, the Prime Minister declared victory. But there are still a number of other hurdles to overcome before planes can take off to Rwanda. There will be legal challenges that could take several weeks to work through. There are staffing issues with the UK's border force. And the government still needs to find an airline willing to take the reputational hit or even risk breaching international law after the UN issued a warning about the plan. All those problems and more are likely to emerge in the coming weeks, so during that press conference on Monday, Rishi Sunak tried to head them off.
To detain people while we prepare to remove them, we've increased detention spaces to 2,200. To quickly process claims, we've got 200 trained, dedicated caseworkers ready and waiting. To deal with any legal cases quickly and decisively, the judiciary have made available 25 courtrooms and identified 150 judges who could provide over 5,000 sitting days. The Strasbourg Court have amended their Rule 39 procedures in line with the tests set out in our Illegal Migration Act. And we've put beyond all doubt that ministers can disregard these injunctions with clear guidance that if they decide to do so, civil servants must deliver that instruction. And most importantly, once the processing is complete, we will physically remove people.
Rishi Sunak remains confident that flights will take off, albeit later than he previously said, and that when the election comes around, he'll be able to reap the rewards from this long-winded plan. But will he? We'll have more after the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
While the public is generally supportive of more controls on immigration, the Rwanda policy has remained less popular, and most people are more concerned with other things. NHS waiting list targets haven't been met since 2016. Prisons are at capacity and schools are crumbling. Trend economic growth has nearly halved since the 2008 financial crash, and public investment has more than halved. In other words, Rishi Sunak may have expended enormous amounts of time and money on a policy that's unlikely to affect the number of migrants coming into the UK, unlikely to win over voters, and that Labour will scrap if it wins the next election. Meanwhile, between the 1st of January and the 21st of April 2024, the number of small boat crossings increased by 24% compared with the previous quarter. And hours after Parliament passed the bill, there was another tragic reminder of the risks those people are taking to get to Britain.
Five people, including a child, have died attempting to cross the sea from northern France to Britain.
All eyes will be on what happens mid-July to see whether flights to Rwanda will actually take off and whether it deters people from making such a dangerous journey. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written by Kat Nealon and mixed by Ada Barume. Tortoise.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.